The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, fellow old dogs. I just wanted to mention our great sponsor for today's show, Equity and Help. Yeah, they've been on before, but we love them. One of the reasons why is that I remember living in Haiti. One of the things we did was to help people find housing. And I love the idea of helping people in the U.S. get into a home who might not normally be able to do so. And you see an 8 to 12 return on investment, which doesn't hurt too much either. Well, check them out at equityandhelp.com. That's equityandhelp.com.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is investing in small apartment buildings. But before we get started, hey, I'd just like to touch base with you guys and make sure you're doing all right, that you're moving forward with your real estate investing plans, whether you're still doing your research or whether you have already actively taken the step to buy your first properties, or maybe you're much further along than that, or maybe you're a passive investor and you're looking for good investments in the syndication world. So either way, no matter what your goal is, I hope you're doing good, and encourage you just to keep moving forward. There are still some great deals to be had and some excellent returns out there. Well, let me move into our tip of the week, leverage. Now, we've talked about leverage before. It's nothing new, but it's something you always keep in mind because it can help you accelerate your portfolio growth if you do it wisely. And I emphasize the word wisely here. You don't want to over-leverage yourself as well. But for example, you can buy a $100,000 property for only 20% down, right? Now, you own a $100,000 property, but you've only paid $20,000. Now, granted, there's a mortgage involved, and you're going to have to pay that mortgage for the difference, or whoever the private money lender may be, or hard money lender. But the idea is, for $100,000, you could buy a property right out, and boom, you'll start getting a cash flow from that property. You know, it's still a good investment, but you can buy five properties that are $100,000 each with the same $100,000, and you'll be getting more cash flow from those properties. Now, granted, you're still taking out a mortgage and it'll reduce the amount of cash flow, but you'll still make more cash flow overall. Plus, you have the equity now building up in those five properties. Even though you may have only spent $100,000, you've got now, $500,000 in property. So it's an advantage, and leverage can be a valuable way to, again, to grow your portfolio. Well, let's move into our topic, investing in small apartment buildings. Now, investing in apartment buildings is a sure way to multiply your capital. We're talking about that, leverage. You can earn passive income and secure your retirement. While it's a lucrative investment,
it's not always easy. In fact, it may be far from it. It requires a big commitment, since you need, you know, you're talking about not just one home with, you know, one renter now. You're going to have, you know, a building with multiple homes in it. There's going to be multiple people maybe under one roof. And that can not only wear and tear on a building, but it also can, you know, can keep you pretty busy too, in terms of the activity and all of the stresses that might be on the mechanicals, the electrical, the plumbing, and so forth. So you want to make sure that you have it well covered. Now, it does give you a lot of unique benefits and potentials that you might not get in other investment options. Now, you know, if you bought, let's say, four houses as opposed to a fourplex, you're going to have four property tax payments, you're going to have four insurance payments, you're going to have four roofs to deal with, you're going to have, you know, four yards to keep up with. You know, actually is an economy of scale here if you can buy the right property and the small apartment. Now, it could be, you know, it could be a duplex, it could be fourplex, it could be 8 units, it could be 16 units. The idea is that you're going to have one property where you're going to have all of your tenants living. And there are certainly some advantages to that too, but definitely some challenges. Now, many real estate investment professionals and experts will advise you that investing in a large number of family-sized apartments is your best bet. We had Lance Edwards on in the previous episode, and this guy does is invest in small apartments, and he finds incredible deals all around the country that you can invest in. He helps you find your own apartments, and it's kind of nice because you can you can find, you know, good markets, and you're able to invest a very reasonable amount. And I think that that's an appeal as well, is that they're affordable. You can buy your own apartment building without having to bring in investors necessarily. Now, granted, if they're very inexpensive, if it's a C quality building, you need to be very cautious because, there's a reason why it's a C building. If you can get a B building, that's better, but it's going to definitely be more expensive, and the return may not be as strong as it would be in a C. So you have to be aware of the differences that you're going to encounter. Usually, it'll be maybe a single story building. It could be, you know, 2-3 stories. But generally, you know, it's all under one roof for the most part in a smaller apartment. A small apartment building's demand is always high. There's a lot of renters that don't want to go into just this massive apartment building and just be subject to a lot of unbending rules and a very impersonal experience. Whereas in a small building, it's more like a family type setting. And it's also, a little bit more homey, and that's appealing to some people. So there's always a demand for small apartments. Because of the demand, you have the potential to build a more robust income stream. What's great is that you're assured cash flow each month. And that, you know, of course, cash flow is the, you know, the income after paying all expenses, including maintenance, management, and mortgage fees, and that's property taxes and insurance as well. Apartment building investing will always offer you cash flow because there's such a strong necessity. And secondly, the average rental period for a small apartment unit, it can range. It depends on who your target tenants are, but it can be, you know, minimum of 12 months. But a lot of times, especially if you're dealing with people on fixed income, they're going to, especially older people, they're going to park themselves in that apartment and stay there for a number of years, which of course, you know, helps your return. So you're not having to worry about turnarounds, which is a real benefit. You have more control over your investment.
Financial freedom doesn't have to be a pipe dream. With investments in real estate, they may be hit or miss, all depending on how the market's looking for the coming years. Now, what if there was a method that included both stability and benefits to hardworking families in need without sacrificing your return. Equity and Help have cracked the code with a proven method that offers steady cash flow while making a difference. Equity and Help locates the properties, fixes the properties up, finds the perfect families to live there, all to ensure that you get the best return while families enjoy their happy new home. That is achieving financial freedom while making a difference. For more information, call your Philanthro Investor Consultant from Equity and Help at 844-552-8828 or visit equityandhelp.com/podcast to become a Philanthro Investor. That's equityandhelp.com/podcast.
Smaller apartments give you more control over your investment. Now, when you're investing in a multi-million dollar apartment building, a large one, which may be 100 units or more, investors often have to join together and form either investment groups or syndications to cover the costs. In such a consortium, your level of ownership is diluted significantly because it may take many individuals to get the funds together to purchase a multi-million dollar building. You can invest in a small apartment building as a private investor by yourself, or maybe two partners or three partners, but you really don't need to have a lot of people involved. And that increases your control over the investment, as you don't have to consult a lot of partners before making business decisions. If you're going into it solely by yourself, for example, you can decide to handle all the property management tasks by yourself as well, if you happen to live near the building that you purchased. You may actually end up paying less for property management fees and maintenance expenses, since there's no salary for an on-site manager. Now, with larger apartment buildings, you do need an on-site manager. In fact, it's an advantage, I think, to have a manager on-site every day. And that is a little bit of a drawback for smaller apartment buildings. They just don't generate enough income, for the most part, to hire a third party, to actually be there on site for a salary. Now, you can hire a third party property management firm, but for the most part, they won't be able to be there all the time because they're going to have other buildings and other properties that they're managing. It's still a win-win situation because small apartment occupancy rates stay high. As the economy improves, you have a better chance of increasing your rent as well. Now, small apartment buildings also tend to be affordable. It's common for real estate investors to buy small apartment buildings because they are more affordable. If you're not getting the capital from your own pocket, lenders will mostly require you to place at least 20% of the selling price down as a down payment. For example, if the building is going for $500,000, you have to raise at least $100,000. For a large apartment building going for, say, $1 million, you'll need to raise $200,000. But to buy $1 million apartment building, we're looking at leverage, as we talked about earlier. $200,000, that is not that much to own $1 million building. And I've seen 30, 40 unit buildings going for $1 million. It's not uncommon. So you can actually get a pretty good size building for a lower amount down. Lenders, it depends. The more units you have, the more they're going to require from you. They're going to look at your background. Have you ever managed a small apartment building or a medium-sized apartment building? And so there may be some challenges there. You're also dealing with commercial loans at that level, and that is much different than maybe going up to 4 units. You can get that on just a regular residential loan. But as you move 5 units and above, then you're going to have to look at a commercial loan. Now, there are other sources that you can go to: conventional banks, online lenders, credit unions and savings banks, community banks. There's ways to fund that, whether it's a residential or a commercial loan. Lower upfront costs make smaller apartment buildings more approachable for smaller private investors. Now, you can also scale and diversify your portfolio. Now, small apartment buildings have no time limit for you to follow. You can build your apartment at your own pace. In other words, you know, revise it, upgrade it, whatever you might do to try and improve that. If you're buying, you can buy one new building each year, biannually, or even once a decade. You decide. And the great thing about it is they do appreciate over time. And it's considerably more than generally you're going to find in the regular housing market, except today's booming housing market, which is definitely an exception. It's also much easier to purchase and own multiple small apartment buildings in multiple locations because they are affordable. Diversifying your real estate portfolio allows you to build a high cash flow. It also provides a hedge against risks or negative changes in the market, such as job losses, vacancies, or other factors that would affect your income stream. Note that simply owning many apartment buildings doesn't automatically translate to diversification. You also have to spread your property's location as well. Now, diving into real estate investments, especially apartments for a beginner, is not an easy endeavor. However, with a few tips here, you can make the process much more achievable. First, find the best investment for you. Whether you're new to real estate investment or expanding your portfolio, you need to ensure the investment is right for you. You don't want to make an investment that won't give you the kind of return you're looking for. To find the best investment for you, you have to make a few considerations. Ask yourself the following questions. How much initial capital do you need? What's the estimated cash flow minus all expenses? Are you going to hire a property manager? If you're going to manage the property yourself, do you have the time? Are you ready to deal with tenancy paperwork and handle all maintenance issues? Before you dive into such an investment, you make sure you're ready to invest the time and money required to do it successfully. Next, do your due diligence. This is key. You've looked at maybe a few four-unit apartment buildings for sale and found an irresistible listing, but don't be too quick to make an offer. Always ensure you do your due diligence. Carry out a comprehensive analysis of the building so that you're sure of what you're getting yourself into. Consider the following factors: location, amenities, and the building's condition. These factors are crucial when determining rental rates. The building's condition will help you know how many repairs it'll need, since it will affect your cash flow. The location also affects occupancy rates and resale value. So if you've got a building that's going to require a fair number of repairs, you also have to build up your reserves and make sure you have a good reserve going into that when you purchase it to be able to offset the requirements, especially starting out new. And if you're going to rehab on top of that, you need to be really serious about your reserves. I would recommend hiring before any purchase is done, hiring a property inspector who might point out issues that you might not notice, but get a good property inspector who's familiar with small apartments before you close the deal. Finally, buying a small apartment building is a great investment option for real estate investors. I really recommend it. They provide you with a solid and consistent cash flow that allows you to reinvest and grow your wealth. Small apartment buildings also give you more control over the investment, since you might end up doing the property management yourself. It's also easier to access funding for smaller apartment buildings. While investing in small apartment buildings, it's important to carry out your due diligence to know your potential cash flow. That is why it's important to use, an investment property calculator. You can get some of these through MassAdvisor, through BiggerPockets, that'll help you to plug in all the factors you need to know. There are also spreadsheets that are available that that'll give you even more detail, especially if you might consider bringing in investors as well. Well, that's it for now. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here today can be accessed in our detailed show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled Investing in Small Apartment Buildings. Well, that's the show for today. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.